I've been very concerned about the diversity of our 7th Congressional District's economy for a long time. I've been doing business in the Northwoods now off and on over the last 25 years. What I hear over and over again is the fact that between May and November, we have a pretty vibrant economy, but then around November 1st, it goes to sleep, and everybody sweats through the winter hoping they can make it, spending all the money they earned during the previous months, you know, during the summertime and spring and so on, and using that to get by on largely. And a lot of businesses just go out of business among our merchants. So the reason I'm running is I want to see our economy diversified. And on my website, but I want people to know, on my website, you can look at my plan that calls for a Green New Deal up here. And we want to see an ability to attract more family farm businesses into our area. This would these types of businesses would be environmentally compatible with our tourism economy. We don't want to see mines brought up here. I mean, I think that the industrial policy of the Republicans now is to bring as much industrial scale operations into our district, and I know what would happen. That would just totally undermine and destroy our tourism-based economy. And the reason people are up here to begin with is that they really love the environment. They love the fact that we're one of the last natural places where people, you know, can come to and visit, spend their money. And I don't think anybody that lives up here wants to see that change. Now, if you look at the 2014 mining bill that Tom Tiffany introduced, this was an industrial-scale operation that they announced it as being environmentally friendly. A strip mine is not environmentally friendly. And they said it would bring in a lot of high-paying jobs, which it would have to certain contractors. But once that business is over and the landscape is devastated, then we're left with nothing except what would look like the lunar landscape of the moon. This is the Republican leadership's industrial policy. And now we see the same thing happening to our small farm sector. For the last 3 years, Wisconsin has led the nation in farm foreclosures. I don't have the exact figures of how many small farm operations have been shut down in the 7th Congressional District, but it is beyond the pale that these very efficient, environmentally friendly, and sustainable small family farm operations should be pushed out of business. And I say push because we see the Republican leadership in the state Senate and the Assembly, and when Walker was in office, actually passing bills and initiatives that would increase the production of milk, the milk supply. And when you have an oversupply of milk, which we've had for many years now, due to these industrial dairies being invited into the state, what it does, it drives the price of milk down for the small family farm operations. They can't meet their costs, and they have to go out of business. But I ask you, why would they propose increasing the supply of milk and providing incentives to do that? Now we see Tony Evers wanting taxpayers to pay for cleaning up all this manure waste that is coming off these industrial dairies. Now, if we're looking at the total cost, we see that the small family farm operations are far more efficient overall, and they provide a great product. And there are, you know, these small family farm businesses are highly capitalized. They may have $6,000 to $7,000 worth of plant, equipment, livestock, and they only average about $45,000 a year in net income. We cannot afford to lose any more businesses in our district because of the big industrializing project that this Republican leadership has in mind for us. And, you know, to pass an initiative like Grow Wisconsin Dairy, as they did in 2012, to increase the supply of milk at a time when people, thousands of small dairy operations were being forced out of business due to the oversupply. And I think what's happening is because the small dairy farm operators cannot afford to make big contributions to the Republican Party, I think this is a totally corrupt state of affairs, and people have a chance now to go out and vote on February 18th. Make it a referendum, and you can vote for me, Lawrence Dale, at that time. And, you know, every couple years we have these elections for Congress, and it is a time to let the party in power know whether or not you think that we should stay on the path that they have outlined for us, or if we need to change direction. And I say that we need to change direction, and we need to do it quickly. And because they took away home rule from us, and they've taken away the referendum ability, the people's only choice now is through sending out a vote for Lawrence Dale on February 18th, and let them know